This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
The Score Midday Show.
Make it sexy.
Why?
I love the Bears YouTube channel, as everyone knows, and they dropped a new video a couple days ago of 1920 Football Drive. It was the latest episode. It is entitled Building the Trenches. There is a conversation on it between Ryan Poles and Dennis Allen, and the phrase that Dennis Allen says is, where do we have him?
And this year, probably one or two.
They tried to erase it or reflect it in a way where you couldn't see that Stacey Dales on the TV image in the upper right corner was talking to Mason Graham. So I ask you, where do we have him talking about Mason Graham, and do we find out how the Bears feel about him?
You just blew my mind.
I hate to be that guy. They were at the combine in this video that we're talking about, and combine activities were going on down on the field. Therefore, interviews were also going on down and around the field. And that's when Stacey Dales just happened to be talking to Mason Graham, in my opinion.
It's so simple.
As one of the senators from the South Loop here, I would like to concede my time. Studs deserves some time on this.
As the senator from the Northwest side,
Northwest.
I like to think they're talking about Mason Graham, and I'm choosing to believe that in my head.
I will argue with this. As a woman, I have noticed that men talk about the things that are in front of them.
We're visual people.
I rest my case again.
That's actually fair. That's a fair
visual
argument.
Kaboom! You've been lawyered.
Why?
The Score Midday Show. 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, I seem to recall a former Bears head coach a long time ago talk about finding the whys.
Why?
Guess we found it. At least one of them.
David Haugh certainly found it.
David Houck did find it.
Oh, not Houck.
No, he did find it.
That was one day.
Hey,
that was...
No, he has many shining moments. We have to celebrate them.
Okay, that's fair.
We also broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is the Score Midday Show. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi. Our producing crew is as follows: Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, and Brandon Fryer. Our video team. If you log on to twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore, Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, and Matt Anaya. And we are getting you ready for a Friday where at least it's pretty outside. At least it's like nice and sunny.
It wasn't that cold on the walk.
It was. You can feel that spring is starting to give way.
Don't do that. Because as soon as you say that, snow.
Technically, we're in spring.
I understand that. But spring, it ain't sprung, okay?
We need to find the whys on spring.
The why is we live in the middle of the country and we live off of a lake and there's winds and such.
You're right about all of that.
Yeah.
Like, that can't be argued.
Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled just because this weekend it's going to be sunny outside and feel better than it has felt that it's all over.
We had a really sunny winter, actually. It did a lot for me emotionally and mentally.
It still got dark way too early.
It did, but I'm not one of those seasonal depression people, but I just like sun. So for me, I was like, oh, I know we didn't get a lot of sun or snow this winter, and that's ultimately probably a bad thing, but I like the sunshine part. Like, I'll take that. You always hear about Denver, you know how they're like, oh, you get all this, you know, what is it, 300 days of sunshine a year, but it still snows. And that's kind of how I felt this past winter.
Okay, well,
I felt like there was a lot of sunshine, even though, you know, there shouldn't be.
There was sunshine for Cubs fans yesterday because they didn't take an L. They got a day of rest to mentally process the loss, at least temporarily, of one Justin Steele and a poor outing from Shota Imanaga. Now the question is, can you re-rack, so to speak? Can you get it together? Because now it's West Coast time.
You re-rack the weights?
Yes.
Put them back in the right spots?
I hope so.
You know, get everything set for your set. This is, I think, the most pivotal week when you consider their April schedule. They, as we've talked about, only dropped 1 of 3 to the Rangers, 1 of 3 in the series before against the Padres. You have the Dodgers and Padres coming up. We knew that this April was going to be difficult, and we're not quite to April 15th yet. Friendly reminder, that is on Tuesday for anybody who needs to know. But as we do the progress check of the Cubs at this point, at the 15-game mark for them, I think you have to ask the question, are they a little better than maybe we had thought before? Even though we knew we had high expectations for this team, just based on what you've seen. Last game made it feel a lot like what we had seen previously. But the overall sample would indicate this is a different team that gives you more hope. And I like their chances of showing out better in LA than I did even a week and a half ago.
Couple things to take into consideration. Coming off a homestand in which they faced the Padres and the Rangers. The Padres are a first-place team. They are 10-3. Two of those losses came to the Cubs. The Rangers are a first-place team. They are 9-4. Half of their losses came to the Chicago Cubs. Now you get to face a Dodgers team who got off to a hot start but then lost 4 in a row and finally snapped that 4-game winning streak their last time out. So you have a chance here to keep things going and saying, hey, we haven't lost a series since we broke camp for spring training. They lost way back before spring training was even over, before the exhibition schedule was over, when they had to go to Japan, of course, got swept in a short 2-game set against the Dodgers. Now you play 3 against the Dodgers, 3 against those same Padres. This is as good of a measuring stick as the Cubs will have, you could argue, since the opening 2 games of the season, which were played under not ideal conditions.
That's it. I mean, yes, you dropped the 2-game set against the Dodgers in Tokyo. But this 3-game series, which is actually in LA, will give you a better indication. And the schedule mirrors what we've seen again so far. You're at LA for 3, you're at San Diego for 3, as we mentioned, and then you're home against the Diamondbacks before you then play host to the Dodgers again. Enjoy the NL West, guys. Usually you get a good road trip, you know, the travel is fun, having worked in the NL West. But when you're just the one observing it on TV, perhaps it's not as enjoyable. And then, you know, the Phillies, who we just saw have an excellent outing against the Dodgers, that's who you see to get out of the division.
Another first-place team, yeah.
In 2 weeks from today. So if you get through, this is really the beginning of Hell Week, and Hell Week lasts two weeks and 2 days.
Yes.
Isn't that always how it is? Is that, they say Hell Week, but it's really like Hell Month, and the next thing you know, you're exhausted.
Here's why a series win over the Dodgers would be their most impressive series win of the season. One, it's the Dodgers. Two, when you look at the pitching matchups, Saturday night, Ben Brown, Sasaki.
Rogie Sasaki,
That seems like a bad matchup for the Cubs based on what the body of work of those two pitchers. And then you don't even know who's pitching Sunday against Tyler Glasnow.
Yeah, yes, that's a TBD. And you know who, and you know exactly what Glasnow brings to the plate. So brings to the mound. I do think, though, that for them, that's the injury concern, you know, trying to figure out who they need to rest and how that lines up. We heard the media ask Craig Counsell before the game on Wednesday how that was going to go. You know, right now, how many starts would Justin Steele miss if he's on the 15-day IL with that elbow tendonitis? We'll get a little more information, I assume, before the game tonight. What time do they start that one tonight?
Yeah,
9:10.
Yeah, 9:10.
It doesn't look right. Like, I read it and I'm like, nah, not 9 o'clock. Yes, 9 o'clock. So if you have some late night activities, you know, Cubs Dodgers on your TV might help with that.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fortunately for us, the Saturday starts 8:10, which is a little earlier, and then it's Sunday Night Baseball on Sunday on ESPN, which is interesting because now this becomes kind of a showcase. Let's say the Cubs win the first two or lose the first two or split the first two. Yep. Either way, they can make a statement on national TV in front of a national audience, and they haven't been on national TV since that season opening series against the Dodgers out in Japan.
Well, and a couple programming notes. Yes, the Cubs and Dodgers start tonight's coverage on The Score at 8:35. And because of that, Bulls and Wizards are a 6:45 coverage start on WBBM. So you get pregame with Chuck Swirsky, Alyssa Bergamini, Bill Wennington on BBM tonight because of the double game day for us. So that's where you can find everybody this evening.
And they really need to win this series because you don't want to lose 2 or 3 or get swept by the Dodgers and then turn around and say, okay, let's head to San Diego. You know that guy we missed the first time we played the Padres? Oh, he's leading off this series in Dylan Cease. That you don't want that kind of momentum. You want the offense, first of all, to keep clicking, to keep getting on base, to keep creating opportunities, to use your aggressive base-running nature and take advantage of situations. You don't want a situation where this road trip, let's face it, it could spiral out of control quickly.
At least you like what you've seen out of Matt Boyd so far. Like, he's undoubtedly been a bright spot. You know, I've appreciated what he's brought to the table. His interview with the afternoon show, if you missed it, was a lot of fun as well. Like, that was super enjoyable. But Matt Boyd started to really come on, I think, in a positive way. You saw his velocity tick up in spring training. That continued to be consistent once you saw him pitch during the regular season. Already, I think his body of work has been really enjoyable with this Cubs team. So if there was somebody to take the ball, given that there are some questions about starting pitching right now, given Justin Steele, given what we saw out of Shota against the Rangers, I know weather may have been a factor there. So I'm very positive about just seeing Matt Boyd again on the mound and knowing that he is doing what he's supposed to be doing and then some. Really, you could say it in the words of Jed Hoyer, outperforming expectations a little bit right now. Already has 10 strikeouts to his name, a 118 whip, which I pay attention to.
So stay tuned for my discussion on relievers, if that's what you pay attention to.
When you said relievers, what do you think the first stat I looked up was?
Whip.
I'm like, oh, let's just check in on everybody's whip in the bullpen. Terrifying.
So Matthew Boyd's been outstanding through two starts, has not given up a run. You mentioned the 10 strikeouts in 11 innings. The issue is that margin for error is so small when you're talking about the Dodgers, because he's going up against Yamamoto.
Yamamoto probably is very happy about seeing the Cubs again based on what happened last time.
He's got a 1.69 ERA, Yamamoto does, over 16 innings in which he struck out 19 batters and only given up 3 earned runs. So they have to make their opportunities count, is what I'm saying, the Cubs in this series. You get guys in scoring position, make something happen. You get a guy on base, go first to third, which they're doing better than any team in the league right now.
And they're stealing better than anybody in the league right now.
Yeah, when we talk about the base running, we've talked about the fact that they've only been caught stealing one time, which is one off the best mark in the league. I think it's the Cardinals or the Red Sox. One of those. It's a team in red that's got 15 for 15 this season. Yeah, they're the only team that hasn't been caught stealing. And the Cubs have only been caught stealing one time. But also, they go first to third better than any team in the league. They go second to home better than any team in the league.
Yeah, they run. The run game is going to be key in this matchup. And I'm not talking about Bears or even Bears 2. I'm just talking about the run game when it comes to the Dodgers. And really, that's something, not to get all inside baseball here, but that's Bears. Something you have to do when it comes to playing on the West Coast. I know the Padres moved the fences in a little bit, but these are night games. There's a thing called May gray and June gloom in California. The marine layer will drag things down. They will drag down a ball that's well hit. It's gonna cause a lot of sink. So if you get on base, you really have to do something, because your extra base hits might not go for extra bases there as easily, especially this time of the year.
Yeah, I really want to see a better effort out of this team than what we saw in games 1 and 2. Because again, to me, and maybe people don't agree with this stance, but this is a measuring stick series and a measuring stick week. You are in first place. Mind you, you only have a game lead on the Brewers. This is right where we thought it was going to be. But you are on pace to win 97 games this season right now, with a 9-6 start. If you can stay on that pace, you should be fine.
After 15 games, we're ready.
Ready
to just do the on-pace stat.
But that's how this projects out. If you can be on a pace to win 97 games after the 15 games they've played against this caliber of opponents, I think that's as good as it gets.
I still think for Boyd, you know, the name of the game is probably his, you know, fastball control today. But after you've seen his slider and his changeup really help his game in the way they have, knowing what you know about the Cubs pitching, and we just saw Shota, unfortunately it doesn't line up well enough where he sees the Dodgers again. That would have been fun to see him pitch at Dodger Stadium. I think in this case, I'm still optimistic based on him being on the mound. But it is going to take every bit of Kyle Tucker's bat. It's going to take every bit of Seiya Suzuki knowing he's got protection and still be aggressive and still swing at those first pitches of your at-bats. It's okay if it lines out. And in the true mentality of shooter shoot, I'd rather be the team that tries to steal 26 times and has missed one bag than be the team that's only tried 15 times. That's going to only help you in this stretch. The other part of it is that, what was that for?
You made a good point.
Oh, I'm like, what?
He's just giving credit where credit's due.
I didn't know if I said a secret word and like there was some sort of dinger there that pleasantly threw me off.
Think around the horn with these noises.
Oh, around the horn, yeah. And that show's going away in a month. Maybe we have to adopt some of their stuff since they're going away. But I do also want to point this out. Your goal, Marshall, for this stretch was 14 and 17.
I was like, if you can stay there or above, you're good. If you're 13 and 18 sounds real dicey.
Sure. And I feel like in this case, you know, when you're talking about 14 and 17 and they're already 9 and 6, then that mark is going to be a little bit easier to achieve with some leeway over your next 3 series.
So by my count, they can go 5 and 11 during the stretch. And now we'll feel differently about it because of the way they started. If they go 5 and 11 to reach the 14 and 17.
And we'll talk differently about it too.
Because that's just what we do.
Because we talk about what we see. So that's happening. But either way, this is the bear of the bear, if you will. This next hell week that lasts 2 weeks and 2 days, this is your real meat of the schedule where you're going to find out some things about yourself and you will be happy to get to the Pirate series, hopefully, and then May happens.
What people may look back on and remember as to why they were so distraught over those first 2 games of the season, you'll remember there was no Mookie Betts and there was no Freddie Freeman. And at the time, Mookie Betts was going through an illness and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with him.
And he had lost a lot of weight.
I think he's okay now. Mookie Betts, 310 batting average, 396 OPS. Oh, and he's slugging 548, by the way. So that's a 943 OPS for Mookie Betts. Now, Freddie Freeman has been hurt.
Just 943 is all?
Yeah, just 943.
Do you think any of that helps when you face the Nationals, though?
Well, yeah, but they lost 2 out of 3 to the Nationals.
But still,
Nationals are playing better baseball than people thought they would.
Higher scoring games, though.
Absolutely. And Freddie Freeman, he's actually been out with an ankle injury. Problem is, Freddie Freeman expected to be activated ahead of the Cubs-Dodgers series.
That's what I was wondering about, because he got placed on the IL, and I was curious about that timing. So
he's only played 3 games this season, but in those 3 games, he has a double and 2 home runs. He is actually OPSing over 1,000 in his limited action.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. You know, that seems convenient.
The Dodgers are good, and this is how you prove that you're, even if you're not as good as the Dodgers, maybe you can just find a way to win 2 out of 3 in L.A.
2 out of 3.
What's my whole philosophy on road? Finish what on the road? 500.
500, yeah.
So just find a way to win 3 of these next 6 games. And if you could take 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers, you're 1 win away from having a 500 road trip.
Hell week.
Now don't be sad, 'cause 2 out of 3.
Okay, I have a confession. That song doesn't make any sense to me because I never bothered to look up what it was referring to.
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
But unless it's talking about a series in baseball, I haven't really computed it. And I don't think it's talking about a series in baseball. I'm just going to throw that out there.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.